Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for at-large county council seats on the Bartholomew County Council. This morning I am talking with Democrat Dr. Nancy Mervitz. Nancy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you. I am so glad to be here.
So for people who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and where they may know you from?
All right. I grew up in Indiana. I was on the south side of Indianapolis, went to school at Ball State and then University of Notre Dame. I had a varied career over the years. Most recently, I worked many years at the Cleveland VA Hospital. And then I came back to Indiana and to live near family and settled in Columbus, where my niece and nephew teach in the public schools. And I'm currently working part-time as a psychologist and providing child care for my grandniece and nephews. And I have several rescue pets.
So what made you decide to run and for county council in particular?
Well, I was got connected with the local Democratic Party, which is very active. And after I'd been helping with various things there for a while and participating, they asked me to run. It seems important to run for local office, and particularly here, because our county hasn't had a single member of the other party in over 40 years. So it's been entirely Republican. In fairness, I would say I don't think any county should be entirely run by either party. So I wouldn't feel that was good if it had been Democrats. But I think we need some balanced representation, so that seems important. And then the issues that I learned about also drew me in, and I felt like I could be helpful with that.
What sort of issues are you interested in, and would you like to address if you get elected?
Well, the ones I've been hearing about and that appealed to me the greatest, one included water quality and usage. Indiana in general has poor water quality in our rivers and streams, and we have abundant aquifers that are at risk of pollution from contamination. The other one, well, and that's currently being threatened in a number of ways. One is the biosolids, which I know is a controversial topic. The other one I heard a lot about is that we have very poor enforcement against acts of animal cruelty to companion animals. So I've heard a lot about that, and it's been shocking. And the other one is the better use of our county budget for social services, and particularly health and mental health services to veterans.
So obviously the county council's big role is handling the money and appropriating money for the county. I know the last few years with relief funds coming in from the federal government, we've had kind of we've been able to do a lot of things without hitting up local taxpayers, but that money's drying up at the end of this year. What's your thoughts on, did we spend the money the way we should have, and what should we have done differently if we didn't?
Well, first of all, I have read that there is a rather large rainy day fund that I'm not sure how much that's been tapped into yet. The last that I read about in the Republic was that it's over $12 million. So that, for starters, would be, you know, more open discussion, including public input about how to spend some of that. Obviously, we need reserves. I don't know if we need $12 million. The other thing is that our money has gone, some of that has gone for tax abatements and TIFs for companies with development that it looks like to me and others that that's going to affect our water supplies and our water quality. And I'm not sure we're getting enough back for that. How long before tax dollars from them go back into our tax coffers? And also, how much infrastructure are we having to fund to supply these companies? So I'd like to know, what are we getting back from them, and how much of that is specified ahead of time before they get the abatements and TIFs? The tax, is it tax incentive funds? I always forget what TIF stands for, but it's basically tax breaks for companies. So
when you look ahead, if you get elected, what do you see on the horizon? What sort of challenges and things would you like to address? Should you get in the office? What sort of roadblocks are ahead, do you think?
Well, it looks as though the turnover in council members has been much greater than for the commission. And the more I've read and talked to people, it sounds like the commission has perhaps an outsized role in county government and very longstanding incumbents. And the council in some counties does play a bigger role, even to some extent, in ordinances. But it looks as though the commission has even encroached on budgetary decisions by the council, even tells them when to meet, will abruptly change council meeting times to vote on issues that are important to the commission. I have personally wondered if that's part of the turnover of the council. So I'm wondering what my experience will be like, if that's going to be frustrating. But I'm pretty tenacious.
Well, as we are talking about the upcoming election, I think one of the things that there's certainly been a national topic and filtering down to the local level is people's concerns, both about whether the vote will be counted accurately, whether you can trust your voting process, and also safety at the polling places with the possibility of, you know, appointed poll watchers showing up to try and challenge people's voter registration. What do you think our situation is here? Should people feel like their vote is going to be counted, and should they feel safe when they go into the polling place?
Well, I have been certainly concerned about that nationally and in some locations I hear about. I don't want to sound naive, but I tend to see Hoosiers as fairly sensible people. You know, we disagree over left versus right and so forth, but we're also kind of tend to be more of a mind your own business and stand up for the Constitution. I hope there are enough things that we hold dear about the right to vote and the right to vote as each person chooses that's not going to happen. I have not heard about some of the efforts to suppress voting or intimidate voters that I've been reading and hearing about in other states. So I remain optimistic and believe that our polls will be fine. I don't believe stories about, corruption and vote counting. I think the state of Indiana has proceeded fine with that, and I expect that in this election as well.
As we're wrapping up, do you have any thoughts for voters who are going out to the polls trying to make their decision on who to choose for the next at-large candidates for Bartholomew County Council? Any message to voters?
Well, if you care about the issues that I mentioned, I certainly hope you'll consider me. I think in general, one of the strongest arguments is simply that we have had a very incumbent, a very persistent commission, and a lot of turnover in the council, and yet all of the representatives have been Republicans for over 40 years. So I do think if there are things that you want to see changed in the county, and if you want more public input and regular meetings, then I think, vote in some Democrats and see what happens.
We've been talking this morning with Dr. Nancy Mervitz, who is running for one of the three at-large seats on the Bartholomew County Council as a Democrat. Nancy, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. We'll be back in just a minute with more News and Views. This morning, I'm talking with candidates for the at-large seats on the Bartholomew County Council.